Sirianni, please.
Gracias. No, solamente para.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Well, I just want to really recognize the great effort made by the state engaging in this constructive dialogue. We're very well aware of the challenges and the obstacles that you've overcome in recent years. There's the state coup and the rupture of the democratic process in Bolivia and everything that happened in the subsequent months. It was really very unfortunate, and fortunately, the current government has been able to return to the democratic path, but then there was the pandemic. So there's been a whole series of factors that have led us to recognize the effort made by the state around these issues. We also think that throughout recent years, and despite what I've just said, the events I've just mentioned, since the passing of the laws in 2013 and everything done in order to ensure that the rights of migrants are fully implemented and enjoyed, I should say that, of course, there are challenges. We've spoken about several of them during this dialogue, and the committee's recommendations will be focused on supporting the state to strengthen its efforts, improving indeed everything that needs to be improved, and build on all of the good work that you're doing so that it has a positive impact on foreigners in Bolivia or Bolivians abroad. And so, in that vein, we'll be providing a series of recommendations to continue the right down the right path and strengthen.